You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Howdy, Fuzzos. It's great to see you again, and double great to see you if you're a new listener tuning in for the first time. Today's September 20th, 2020. Ooh, lucky. As you've probably guessed, yes, I'm Reiner, the dragon, Rauer. And tonight I'm joined by the tycoon, Korvulf.
Hello.
Yo! The chat about dick udders? I mean, the chat about injustices, of course. You aren't familiar with Kor, he's an artist and streamer. You can follow him on Twitter at Korvulf or on Twitch at Pure Kor. I'll throw that stuff down in the show notes for you guys to check him out later. Thanks so much for coming on the show. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Heck yeah, I had to have you on after I saw those opinions you were throwing out, honestly.
Well, I have a lot of opinions sometimes.
I like to see a guy with big fat balls, not afraid to slam him against the wall if he has to.
Yeah, or growing into the wall. Either one. It happens both times.
Yeah, I'll take either or. But hey, I'd like to start off with an icebreaker question. You ready for it?
Yep.
If it was scientifically possible, would you like to be turned into a real-life version of Kor?
Yeah, of course. I feel like everyone would be their own persona at this point.
No!
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
the human race is kind of burning itself. So, like, if you become another species, it's fine. Plus, for coronavirus, like, it transmits between humans. So, if you're a furry, it can't transmit between furries. So, it's like, win-win.
So, that's not going to affect Tycoon?
No. No, in the world of Tycoons, there are no germs. It's a peaceful world.
So, now we can get into the real stuff. So, we would like to know a little bit about you. Where you're from, how old you are, your ethnicity, stuff like that.
Yeah. So I am from I'm from North America. I originally came from Florida, and then I moved to Michigan. I'm currently 26, and my ethnicity is mixed. I generally don't say like I'm black and white because a lot of people like to try to guess my race, and it's always fun to see that. Also, yeah, it's one of those things I don't talk about that much.
You're an Oreo cookie. More on you. What exactly is your main persona, and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
My main persona is a horned tiger raccoon. And so I started out as like a wolf when I joined the fandom.
Of course.
Because I wanted to be like a bear or dragon, raccoon, horse, deer. Like, I wanted to be specific things, but I also started out like in college trying to get my computer science degree and game design degree, and I was like, I want to draw concepts on my own, so I'm going to learn how to do that through drawing furries. And like, I was at the stage of my life where have you ever seen that Coyote picture where it's like, it's a human that's like, I'm not a furry, I just like werewolves, and like it progresses to like, oh, I'm just a furry. I was at the point to where like I was at a furry, or I was to the furry point, and I was like, I finally want a fursona, but I couldn't draw anything, so I was just like, I'm going to be a wolf, because there's so many references. So, I was upset by it for a long time, while also being like, but I want my fursona. So, eventually, like, sat down, and like, just created, like, a shit ton of designs, and eventually, I came across, like, a tiger raccoon. I was like, I don't know if I want to be this or not, and like I was just like messing with stuff, and then I thought of like tycoon as like a hybrid name, because it's a like a powerful business person, and I kind of like the aesthetic of capitalism, so I'm like, this is cool, I like that. And then I was like, but I really want horns too, and then I thought of like a horny tycoon, and I laughed, and so I was like, I'm gonna go with that.
Tycoon.
Yeah, and then I accidentally made it like really. Like, there's a lot of details and lore and stuff that I think about, or I've thought about it. But, like, one of the first times I showed, like, one of the really earlier things, or, like, earlier designs of Kor to somebody, they were like, oh, that's a red panda. I'm like, no, that's not a red panda. And like, for some reason, it made me feel better. Like, it made me feel more like me because of just how, like, I made it a hybrid and I mixed. And like, a lot of people try to guess my race and fail. And like, that was a point that was just like, it weirdly is the same. And like, I made a bunch of changes that just kept like making it more and more like me. So like, there's a lot of aspects of it that's just me now that I feel comfortable with. And like, I don't even draw all of it yet. Like, I've actually drawn one more one thing recently, which is that since they're a tiger raccoon, if their tail grows out, it's actually a raccoon tail. But for most of my life, I like kept my hair short because that looked more professional and like good. So like, Core always shaves off his tail, so it just always looks like a tiger tail. And so it's like, I like that fact because it's just a neat thing. But he still like leaves out his like neck fluff because it's floofy and stuff. So
I can always have that. Dude, I never knew that there was so much lore to your character. That's actually kind of badass.
Yeah, I'm just really bad about writing it down.
So what drew you to the furry fandom?
So when I was like, when I was younger, I always liked anthropomorphic stuff. So I was always into like werewolves, or like if you had a TV, any TV show that had like any transformation or any like mechanical, like, ooh, this is like, they have paws or they have, or they're like a beast or something. Like, I just always got attached to it. And eventually when I was like 13, I finally had access to the internet. So I was like searching around and I found like a picture of like a blue fox or wolf or something. And weirdly, at the time when I thought about like drawings and stuff like that, like, I knew people drew because I would go to museums all the time. When it was like an anthro character or like Disney or something, it was like, oh, it's a product, or like it's this very particular thing that like a company made, not a person made, even though I technically knew a person made it. So for some reason, that picture was like, huh, people can draw things that they like, and that's cool. So then, after some weird debacles, I found out what a furry was, and I was like, oh, so I like furries because they're cool. Also, they have a lot of dicks. But I wasn't gay. It wasn't homo. You don't have to worry about it. It was just a phase, mom. So I eventually got more and more into the fandom because I saw people being like really kind and being really creative and like doing all these amazing things for like charity and stuff like that. And eventually I was just like, I want to be a part of that. And so that's how I found the fandom.
Totally normal, straight appreciation of dicks.
Yeah, the dick was a good portion of it, but I like the fandom a lot more just because of how like a lot of people act, even with some of its problems. I still think it's a lot better of a place than a lot of places I've seen.
What was one of the problems you knew about back then?
Well, there's always the basic stuff of like, there's zoophiles, there's pedos, or there's people, or like racist stuff too. And like all the common problems of society just put into like a different form. Like one of the things like that I did myself was that when I lurked around, I wouldn't say my race or anything because I could watch other people have issues with that. So I was like, I'm going to not say that because it's the one place where like no one can say anything. So like for a long time, I actually hid that. I've only recently like actually like come out and said like I'm mixed, because yeah, people get a lot of shit, or you see a lot of people being awful to like other people without them being there. You get the racist jokes and stuff like that, and it always bothered me. But like, again, the furry fandom is one of those places where there's also a large swath of it that's a lot better than the majority of society, which also made me feel better in that sort of sense.
They're a so little you bit felt better. Like you like had to hide it from people?
Yeah, because so I am a masochist a little bit, and like I'll talk to furries and like different types of furries, and like some of them, like there's a racist problem in the fandom, or a fascist problem in the fandom, and like I'll talk to some of those people, and like as long as you don't say that you're a person of color, like at all, they're fine with you. The moment that you bring up a tiny bit is the moment that they start like questioning every single thing about you.
Really?
And yeah, because I've had it to where like, like a race conversation where it's like, oh, there's, or I actually don't want to say anything because it gets really awful, but I'll be like, well, I'm a person of color. And they're like, okay, well, I have to know what you are now. It's like, why we're arguing about these other things. And it's like, but how will I know your logic if I don't know your race? And it's just like, why do you need my race?
Dude, what?
Yeah, there's some really bad people in the fandom.